The gradual change of signification in words is a universal feature of human language, and it is not difficult to see why it is so. Even the richest vocabulary must, in the nature of things, be inadequate to represent the inexhaustible variety of possible distinctions in thought. We can meet the continually occurring necessities only by using words in temporary deviations from their ordinary senses. The dullest and most prosaic persons do this, of necessity and often unconsciously. Those who have wit and imagination do it more freely and more effectively. Very often these novelties of meaning do not survive the temporary occasion which gave them birth. But when a new application of a word happens to supply a generally felt want, it becomes a permanent part of the language, and may, in its turn, by repetition of the same process, give rise to other senses still more remote from the original meaning. Sometimes the primary sense remains in use along with the senses derived from it. Sometimes it dies out, so that the word has exchanged its old meaning for a number of new ones.